Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a weekly community calendar highlighting opportunities to stay informed and work collaboratively with individuals and organizations who are actively working to advance equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas.
I am your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. Here's what's in store for the coming week. Tuesday, July 14th through Monday, July 20th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on podcast. We start this week's podcast with a very important event relating to civic involvement. Tuesday, July 14th is Election Day, and we call on you to do your civic duty and get out to the polls, taking the utmost of care in this era of COVID-19. Take a mask with you and follow the direction you are given once you get to the polls with regard to social distancing and other preventive measures that are outlined. For Travis County, in the Democratic primary, you have runoffs for the positions of county attorney, district attorney, and two congressional seats, as well as runoffs in the Democratic primary for County Commissioner Precinct 3, a district judge position, and a judicial post for County Court at Law Number 4. In the Republican primary, you also have two congressional seats on the ballot, the state rep position for District 47, and two statewide positions, State Board of Education and U.S. Senator. With regard to immigration and workers' rights, the Workers' Defense Project is hosting an online forum this week called Winning for Workers, Crimmigration. Join the Workers' Defense Project on Thursday, July 16th at 6:30 p.m. for a discussion about how our community can catalyze social change via criminal justice reform and workers' rights for Texas's low-wage workers and immigrant families. They invite you to, quote, experience how justice gets served, unquote. There are several recurring meetings or series relating to the COVID-19 impact and response. A daily 9 a.m. check-in call for individuals and nonprofits who want to connect around the COVID-19 response is hosted by the Community Resilience Trust. A Facebook Live Platica, or chat, occurs every Thursday at 1 p.m. about Latino current affairs, including the impact of COVID-19 on the Latino community. And this event is hosted by Habla, Hispanic Advocates and Business Leaders of Austin. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., Austin PBS airs a local news program called Decibel that provides a weekly update on COVID-19 in Austin. The Black Lives Matter daily movie watch parties continue at 7 p.m. each night until August 1st to raise awareness of important issues and historical events that have contributed to the disparate treatment and to disparate life outcomes for African Americans in the United States. This week's movies include motion pictures such as Hidden Figures and The Hate U Give, and documentaries like The Lost Tapes about the LA riots and After Innocence about 8 black men who were wrongfully incarcerated and who, after being exonerated by DNA evidence, continue to struggle to get on with their life. Visit the Black Lives Matter Austin Facebook website and you'll be directed to the site where the movies will be screened. Several other events this week also aim to raise consciousness about race and racism. On Wednesday, July 15th, from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m., the Anti-Defamation League is hosting a book reading and discussion with Kwame Alexander called Changing the World One Word at a Time. Mr. Alexander is author of more than 30 books for children and young adults. He will read and discuss The Undefeated, a book and poem that is a love letter to black life in the U.S. The book is about the unspeakable trauma of slavery, the faith and fire of the civil rights movement, and the endurance and spirit of those surviving and thriving in the present. ACC has launched season 4 of its signature television program, Civil Society, produced by the Center for Nonprofit Studies at ACC. This season's focus is the experience of people of color in Austin. This week's edition of Civil Society will be recorded on Thursday at 10 a.m. and is the third in the current series. The program features Dr. Colette Pierce Burnett, who will discuss the impact and importance of Houston-Tillotson University to the Austin community. Finally, the Community Advocacy and Healing Project is hosting an event on Monday, July 13th, starting at 6:30 p.m., to celebrate the life of Sandra Bland 5 years after her death, and to celebrate the lives of all individuals who have lost their lives to state-sanctioned violence, institutional racism, and hate. The event will take place in the back of the George Carver Museum and Cultural Center. People will be asked to gather safely, wearing masks, and being 6 feet apart.
Well, there you have it, the latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight in the future by emailing info@canatx.org. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.